Grand Rising! Oh, it's about to be a different ball game up in this motherfucker. It's really about to be a different ball game. Hello, y'all. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. Oh, like, an amazing day. Like, the best day you've ever had. Right? It's Wednesday, I believe. And once again, I'm in my motor vehicle. I am recording with that new little head-ass mic, and it's just, I don't know, like, a little upgrade to, it's an upgrade to the podcast, to the levels of excelling that we're doing, even if it's just an addition like a mic. I want you to know that any little addition to your business or to what you do is valid. Like, it is valid for you to be excited. It is valid for you to want to oomph up everything, even if it's just the change of a location for your area, anything like that. I think that it's really important for you to realize that not everyone is excelling in their business and adding and being able to add as easily and removing and upgrading certain things in their business or in your personality, in your habit, like your routine habits. Especially, I think a lot of people put people down on the level of for the level of change in them. Like, if today you change and you stop smoking, if tomorrow you change and officially stop popping pills, like, if you officially change and you didn't drink that one glass of wine that you usually drink, or you didn't eat that one cupcake that always gets eaten after a salty meal, like, that counts. And I hope that you guys know that. And I hope that you guys stay excited about everything that you're adding and removing into your life, because it is very important, very important, to put these things on a pedestal. Like, don't get too comfortable where you're not changing anything else. But also, live with the comfort in your head and in your mind and your attitude, knowing that no matter what anyone says or thinks about your little by little removal or little by little addition, don't find yourself to be a fraud. A lot of people try to give you this mentality of what's that called? It's a persona. Imposter syndrome. When people do their best to change in certain levels of their life, they quite feel like an imposter. Like, if you start quote unquote acting like someone else or sounding like someone else, you're just kind of getting into the routine of what you want to be. So if you're sounding and moving like a person that you know you like or you look up to, and all of a sudden you start sounding like them or you start moving like them, now the only implement you have to do and implement in your life is the way you are. So add your sasong to, you understand, to whatever it is you want to be, like a blend, kind of like a, what's that called, the big ass soups that you put all these ingredients to, and if one ingredient is missing, it's just quite not the same. Like that, do that like that. You know, I'm really excited for everyone here. There's just a willingness to do more and win. And even though you're lacking sometimes, even if you feel like you're lacking sometimes in something that you really want to do and you just can't quite grasp it, I do recommend staying around the fire. I do recommend just reading up on it or listening to audios or being a part of any phone calls. I think that it's easier to be a part of something when you're actually doing your best to be a part of something. Because if you want to be a part of something, right? You want to be something? If you want to be a part of something, I think it's really important to involve yourself as a person so that your persona can be rubbed off on this type of stuff. It's like, I always think about being around successful people, right? If you are around 10 successful people for about a month, you won't be in the same mindset as you were, as if you were chilling with the same 10 people. And this goes back to a couple of my podcasts where it's just like, you're not being better than anyone, but you already know that that level of you that you doing your best to be is not on the level that you are right now. So you gotta take the elevator. Kidding, don't take the elevator. We love a good microwave effect. It's not gonna be that easy. I wish life was as easy as microwaving some shit. But if you remember, when you microwave shit, it has rays in it. It has, what is it, electric rays? What is that called? I forget. I'm really trying to remember. Sometimes I don't know why I mention things if I'm not going to finish it, you know? If I'm not going to know the entire... Anywho, guys. I think... I didn't even announce what this podcast was about, but I think it's just, you get the memo. This podcast is really about just believing in every little thing you do that is different from what you did yesterday. The feelings, we change every day. Don't expect to be the same every day. And if you feel like you are being the same, you're not, because you're actually deteriorating as you go. So if you feel like there's no change in your life, you're literally becoming a dead body. I'm not saying that you're physically going to pass, because God bless you, I love you, I love you so much. But I'm saying that your body, when there's no movement or blood flow, it thinks like, okay, well, I stay right here. Thank you. So when it does start making some type of move in body and in move and blood flow, you know, sometimes we feel really tired, or sometimes we feel like, I can't do that. Look, just move in some way. It doesn't have to be the gym. Yo, for real, fuck the gym, all right? Fuck that part. Not put that part, don't fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't totally forget it, but please just forget that that's the only way to have some movement. You're trying to have a walk in the park, or you're trying to stimulate your mind by working on a project or working on a game or working on your website, or you want to try this new coffee. Now you're researching coffees and finding out all about the grain of the Colombian manufacturer of the earth. Like, do what you please, whatever makes you happy, but stimulate your mind. Because if there's no action and there's no waves of electricity coming in, I think your brain gets lazy, because it starts to act like the body. Now the brain, we don't fully use 100% of it, but imagínate, bro, si nosotros ni queremos usar 40%, yo voy a usar 100%. Nina, yo me vuelvo loquísima. Yeah, you soy like a little, you know. Imagine using 100% of your brain. Ain't nobody telling you to use 100% of your brain. I'm just telling you to stimulate your mind to the point where you're really satisfied every single day, because you used your brain every single day. Just some ching ching. If you use a little bit a day, like you, what's this? I used to watch this movie when I was little, like, I was one of those kids that be like, play it again, like, what are those movies? I forgot the movies, but, and they used to go, it used to be like a brain song. It'd be like, it's more than a happy little homework machine, because if you more exercise, then the happier you'll be. So feed your brain, ah-ah, feed your brain, ah-ah. The more you think about it, the best you'll be. I can't remember the song, but... as soon as I find out, I'll let y'all know. But it's feed your brain, yeah. Feed your brain. And it was showing as it's, sorry about the, yeah, I ain't see the vocals coming, I'm sorry. It's that movie was about having kids stimulate their mind. And then it showed throughout the song, like, laziness, and then it showed, like, the animals doing certain things that would stimulate their brain, other than being a happy little homework machine, which is, in my adult life, being more than just a, kind of corporate machine, or being a, like, homework machine, a school machine. Like, our brains is literally a machine, and it's the best when we're stimulating it, and it doesn't always have to be for school or for work. It can definitely be, because it is yours, something you use at your own time, at your own pace. with your people, for your people, for your kids, whatever, man. Just use your fucking brain, yo. Like, the best you'll be with it, girl. The best emotion you'll feel, girl. And maybe you don't know how to move and have movement. Well, the first thing that stimulates the motherfucking mind, girl, do it. If it's food, do a cooking channel or do a little cooking segment. If you want to get into social media, look, I've been into social media, like the internet, since I was like 12. And it's a thing I genuinely felt good about. Like when I saw a DM or an inbox, or when I saw a code on MySpace that I could change from blue to red. Like when I could add a video and add a little glitter effect to it. Like it made me feel good. Now I didn't know how to stimulate my mind at 12 years old, but I knew that this was making me feel good. So what kids do when they feel good doing something? They do it over and over and over and over again. And you can't tell me that's a true, it's not a true blessing. So I feel like I found my calling. I just didn't know what to do with it, because I'm definitely confused sometimes still. So this day, what am I going to do? Like, why am I here? Some days are better than others. And I think that even bringing our minds back to that is a stimulation game. Bringing our minds back to, yo, you got this. Because life can get overwhelming and we can see everything else and just want to live by the life. Like, we're not even living anymore. We're just making sure that we're on autopilot. Everything is done the same. We come and do the same. And look, our brains deserve better. Like, fuck your body. You know what I'm saying? Not really, but just fuck who you are, as in, like, and excuse my language, I just can't put it anywhere else. Like, just forget that everyone has this, like, workout goal, and my body's gonna look like this. Well, when you think that you're gonna feel better with a six pack, and then you get the six pack, and then you realize that it's more than that little box in your stomach, like, you're gonna know. It's better to stimulate your mind. It's better to go to the gym if you want to, if that's your stimulation. Go to art shows if that's your stimulation. Go to maybe a cooking class if that's your stimulation. Or then watch things on YouTube. But also, I think that the dangers of just learning, through video. I think that learning through video and all that, and it's just not stimulating enough, because you can stimulate the mind, but then you have to make a move. So it's like thought process, and then it's like a visual process, and then it's like a physical process, right? So if you want to do something that inspired you on YouTube, you're going to have to get the ingredients or products or material or whatever it is. So you go from there, because you can learn all you want, but if you... First, you're not motivated because you don't have the equipment, right? And then you get the equipment, and then you're not motivated to do because you're not moving in that feeling. So just stay as motivated as possible with everything. If you have to change your environment, change your environment. It's for you. You're the most important person in your life. You better act like it, bitch. I don't know why I'm running. Like, my nose is a little running, so if I sound crazy, sorry about that. Anything else? I'm big on passions. I still have some passions of mine that I need to pay more attention to. But I don't think it's... I have been doing my best to figure out, like, how many passions are healthy enough. Like, what's a passion's, like, limit? Because it's just so much that I aim to be in life and that are already in my department, you know? In my mind department, in my routine department. So sometimes when I don't hit the nail properly, I get frustrated, y'all. Everyone gets frustrated. Everyone. We just can't live in frustration or live in, like, our past. So living in frustration is like living in our past all in one, because you're frustrated about something you couldn't get done, or you're frustrated at the moment about something you couldn't get done. And it's not that you can't get it done, there's different strategies to everything, babe. Different strategies to everything. You just gotta master yours and add your little sazón. Because again, it's like the big ass sancocho. If I don't have yuca in my sancocho, I'm gonna be mad. But not everybody likes sancocho and then yuca, which they crazy. But that's okay, because that's their sazón. That's their mix. that's what makes them better. So add your own shit to something that's already out. If you find this to be basic, but you really, really, really love it, you're really interested in starting something with something that has already been made or done, honey, no one's gonna do it like you. So get your equipment, get your ingredients, and get inspired. If you're inspired, if you don't know what being inspired feels like, whatever makes you smile and shit, whatever tickles your pickle, you know what I'm saying? Just move on it. The universe can't do everything for you, you lazy bitch. Oh my god, I forgot that I'm like with this mic, and that was probably really bad with your ears. I'm sorry if you're listening to this in the rising of your life. Hopefully that inspires you to laugh a little lower. Whew. All right, well, I'm not quite at work. I usually stop while I'm at work, but I'm not quite there yet. I just feel like I don't want to overtalk. I don't want to out-talk you guys. Pero, you know, the point of this podcast is to feel good with every little thing that you do, and that is going to what you feel like get you closer to a goal or an expectation or a feeling that you feel inside your body. And if you feel good doing whatever you're doing every day, do it. If you're feeling like shit, like you have no purpose in this life and you do not understand what the problem is, you're not looking enough. Your resources are everywhere. You literally could win from all directions in your life. Anything that has ever come up to your life, you're able to win. You just have to push yourself to the limit. You have to push everything to the limit. You have to believe that this is your life and nobody else's, and that, you know, you're pretty much got it. You just have to make a move on it. Don't be like, I know I said I'm leaving, but don't be like, oh my god, I've done everything I can. Have you, Margaret? Have you done everything? You're young, you're beautiful. Hello, estúpida. Get up. Get some movement. Stimulate your mind, yo. Stimulate your fucking mind, yo. Alright, love you guys so much. Shit about to get crazy, so let me leave. I hope everyone has an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing evening, an amazing afternoon, whenever you hear this. Really, 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 really love you guys so much. Tune in to next Monday. I got a little something. And again, I'm going to do my best to get up. You know what? I'm not even going to say it. Because every time I say that I got something on a Monday, I totally forget. And I upload on a Wednesday. So it doesn't even matter at this point. Let me not gas myself up for Mondays no more. Because every day is every day anyway. Alright. Okay. Cuídense, mi gente. And we'll talk soon. Bye. Sorry about that. What's goody, everybody? I hope everyone is having an amazing day. I am here bringing you guys a podcast un ching late. Podcast is coming to you a little late. I am going on to my second gig here this beautiful Friday. It looks like it wants to rain or whatever. And I was thinking about my grand rising this morning, and you know, I really do my best to get enough sleep as I can. Since I picked up another gig, I've been having so much fun, but I can feel my moods changing, and I found that concerning. And when I mean my moods changing is that I'm very easily kind of irritated these days, and I'm not too sure if it's the lack of sleep. Bingo. No. It's just a quick balance. So I was thinking about my morning this morning, and I was thinking about how I set myself to have an amazing day, an amazing time at my first gig, and then take that same energy to the second gig. And something almost triggered me today. But it was something of more of like a common sense situation, in the state of, you know, work environment can, you know, trigger you, be it that you did something, be it that someone else did something, or in that area. But I composed myself. I don't know if you guys heard that. That was super annoying. But I composed myself because I had such a great balanced morning, although I probably slept like 2-3 hours and a half. I had a great time making my lunch and dinner this morning. So this is more of like a balance podcast. Today's episode is going to be on balance and how you should always balance it out so that you can remain as positive as possible, even when the days seem like they want to trigger you. So I think it's real important to find that feeling and keep it throughout the entire day, although it is kind of funny when you can't, and it's annoying because, you know, only you understand what are your triggers for that day or the night before, what are your weaknesses for that day or the night before, like what you conquered that day or the night before. And, you know, it's all on you. Like, the basic decision is on you. The base decision is yours, right? So if you had an amazing night and something happened to trigger you off the rip of your morning or whatever, just remember that this wasn't your feeling a couple minutes ago, an hour ago, a couple seconds ago, and that you can control every bit of yourself, right? So what you do, I'm not perfect, and I do my best to just balance things out so that I won't be pissed off at the wrong person or the wrong situation. You know, there's certain things that people don't know what you're going through throughout the day, and then you like snap on them and they're like, you're like, what the heck? They look at you, you look at their reaction, and then you feel stupid, right? So what I like to do when it comes to snapping on people is just taking a breather, really taking a deep, deep, deep breath, thinking about how great life is and how amazing life is, and then putting myself in the situation of like, does this make sense right now? Like, me snapping, did it make any type of sense? Or them snapping, why is it that they're snapping? Was it a reason of mine? And then you go from there to analyze the situation and what could have gone in a different direction. If you have to apologize, then do so for your peace. Like, don't let ego get in the way of you living a peaceful life, because let me tell you, honey, it could really happen. It can happen where we just let ego kind of like, no, they did this to me, so I'm not going to talk to them for the rest of the day. But you have to put yourself in that person's shoes as well to see like why they kind of snapped at you. I'm always putting myself in people's shoes, even for a couple of minutes, because at the end of the day, unless that person's having a rougher day than you, again, you don't remember, you don't know, you don't really know what people are growing through. You just know that they're there in that same place as you at the same time doing the same thing, and that, you know, you're in a situation that both of you are head on, but no one really knows. You don't know what they went through, they don't know what you went through, right? So I think it's always important to analyze your decision and see, is it worth going woof? Is it worth going woof? Did they really go woof because of me? And I like to think a lot of people don't go off because of me. No, I'm kidding. People go off because of me, I promise. But you know, in all, it's a factor that just the situation you're in sometimes really brings you down or the person down, right? So don't let it get in between the aesthetic, because you guys will eventually have to be in that same place at the same time again and again and again, especially if it's work related type of vibe. It's a big deal, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a big deal to be pissed at someone over childish things when you guys work together. It's not a vibe that you want to continue on having at work. It's not something that you want to drag on throughout your career or a specific thing. It just isn't. And I think that I see this a lot. A lot of people are like, I don't fucking like him. I'm like, girl, you're not gonna see him out of work, and you guys can benefit from each other at work. So just let it linger a little bit, but don't ever stay there. I think that's with every feeling, like with relationships as well. If this is a relationship that you are, you know, planning on staying in and want the best for, I don't think that you should leave grudges kind of just lingering there, or stupid things, stupid little arguments. Now, there's the big stuff. There's the big stuff. Everybody knows the big stuff about relationships that you shouldn't take on as a woman, as a man. Pero como like, when I'm talking about like little arguments and little misunderstandings or assumptions, things like that, I think you should take those in the bag, right? And quit what you feel is wrong and was right, because that other person thinks that they're wrong, that you're right, that they're right, you're wrong. But you over here thinking you're right, they're wrong. So you have to analyze, be the bigger person. And I know this sounds corny, but be the bigger person and analyze the situation and how both of you guys can kind of benefit from the I'm sorry or no, you're right, but I also feel that. And you go from there. It doesn't have to be aggressive all the time. I think that we are in an environment that you just want to be aggressive. Like, I don't know what it is about folks and women and men and situations like that are stressful. People just forget, like, we're all human. We all going through some shit. So if you could just shut the fuck. No, I'm kidding. If you could just silence about, like, a little bit, just silence your mind, silence your thoughts, silence your previous arguments that are similar to the situation, or silence, like, just shut up. Everything, trust me, will be your way, especially for your peace. I think that people forget that, like, the end goal is to be as peaceful as possible, to feel as good and free as possible from stress. Like, feel it freeing from your body. Don't think about anything else. Don't think about any other decision you've made in the past. Don't compare this decision with the other decision of the other decision. Because at the end of the day, the middle of the day, the beginning of the day, you're doing the same exact thing. What's that? Fucking yourself over, bitch. So, you know, just be careful with comparing situations. It's not healthy. You know, it's not something you want to do for long. It's not something that's going to get you to grow today, tomorrow, and never. Like, it's just not something you want to take with you. The grudges of other situations or relationships, I don't agree. But, you know, we're all different. We carry ourselves different. We grow ourselves different. And I'm sorry if this podcast was everywhere, kind of driving, and people are getting vicious, but I've had such an amazing day that no dumbass driver with their dumbass big-ass cars and their dumbass-looking tires can fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Their non-using-ass signal head-ass. Can't nobody mess with me right now. Can nobody touch me? Can nobody take me out of this cloud I'm in? Because I've set my tone since the very tippity top of the morning. You know what I mean? So set your tippity top of the morning. If you went to sleep mad, shame the fuck on you. You know better than to go to mad, go to sleep mad. But if you went to bed mad, just make sure that you don't do it again. Make sure that you are clear before you go to bed, before you get your intentions up. Because I don't know about you, pero como like, if I go to sleep mad or watch something sad or do something above that area, my dreams, like, I have no rest. I get no rest because I dream so vividly that it's like my body is activated all motherfucking 24 hours. And, you know, is it draining? Sure. Can I control it? Yes. We can all control it. We can control the direction of our day. Like, and I know random ass shit be happening, y'all. Don't even look at me like that. I know. Look at this motherfucker. I know that random shit, random ass people, random situation. I know things happen. It is just the puzzle pieces to our life. Pero como like, when it does happen, the power is in your temper. The power is in the way you control things. The power is in how you react. You know what? The power is in me not to beat the shit out of this dumbass driver, Sina. So, again, you guys have the power. You guys are loving, beautiful creatures. We're human beings. We're the only creature on Earth that can think, that can do things that they're thinking, that can make their imagination run wild and fulfill their imagination. We're literally the only species that can really control our subconscious and make it happen. So, you know, I hope everyone really soaks it in. Although this podcast, I felt like it was a mess. I know it was all over the place, but I promise, when you set your intentions nice and early in the morning, you grow better throughout the day. And you always have to shut that trap, stop being a smartass, and just realize that you had, for that situation, an amazing day, that nobody should be able to control that. So, with that being said, I hope y'all have a great evening. I'll post this up maybe perhaps tomorrow morning or this evening, or I don't know. Not too sure. But I'll have it saved and locked away. It is... What the fuck? Alrighty. So definitely the drivers are more of a mess in the afternoon than the morning. Anywho. Oh my god. I'm gonna let y'all go before this fuckery pisses me off. Kidding. I've had an amazing day. Can't nobody fuck it up. I said. So y'all keep it nice and warm. Y'all stay beautiful inside and out. Believe that you can and you will. And God bless you guys.